Is it pathetic to admit that I want to be in love? That I want a boyfriend?
I'm 25, not married, actually never been married, no kids. Can anyone else relate?
Why are single men happier than you think? A lot of single men are not actually miserable. A lot of them are doing better than fine. Society likes to push the idea, oh, men are lost without a woman. That's a lie. For years now, men have been told that their happiness only comes from marriage and kids and overall settling down. But modern relationships don't offer men the same benefits that they used to. Men aren't wrong for asking what's in it for me before they go into a really serious relationship. Single men today have financial freedom and overall peace of mind. They have control over their own lives. They're traveling, building businesses, hitting the gym, and overall going after their goals. And until women are willing to offer a little bit more in relationships, this is going to continue. Holding men to these outdated expectations, but also a variety of new ones that show up every single day, is just not doing it for them. And they're not going to continue having relationships if this keeps up.
Men have officially checked out. Why bother with modern relationships when the balance is so skewed? Financial freedom, peace of mind, personal growth. Men are building lives that don't require constant drama, unrealistic expectations, or emotional labor for little return. Women keep expecting them to play by outdated rules while adding a new stack of demands every day. No wonder men are opting out completely. They're done being the unpaid, overworked prize in a rigged system.
Yes, men are happy being single. They're definitely enjoying it more than they used to before. And I see it, you know, it's gotten harder to date, you know, lately. Men are very like satisfied in their lives without women. They're like, you know, working a lot, or if they're not working, then, you know, they'll hang out with their friends, with their family, with their kids. Well, with their kids, it's a given. But yeah, they're happy being, if they're not married, they're happy being, you know, bachelors and having their own space and not having to like commit to anyone. So yeah, this wasn't the case before, but this is what it is now.
Men are thriving while single, and they've never been happier. These days, many don't feel the need to chase relationships. They're satisfied with their work, their hobbies, their friends, and time with their kids. Being a bachelor now comes with freedom, personal space, and zero pressure to commit. Unlike before, men can enjoy life on their own terms, without sacrificing their peace of mind or independence.
Men cannot comprehend women being single by choice because men are not single by choice. Anytime you see a single woman and you don't like anything she has to say, what's the first thing men say to her? Oh, that's why you'll always be single. That's why you'll never get a man. No wonder you're not in a relationship. It's not an insult. This is a choice. We can have that. It's not difficult to get a man. You literally just walk out there, first man you speak to, whether he's single or not, he will give you attention. Okay, if I need to get somebody's number, I don't even need to speak to them. And I've done this before in a club to get a number for somebody else. I just look at the man and say, are you single? He says yes. I give him my phone with the keypad ready. He types it in. I get his name. Done. It's that easy. Men are not hard work. They're not hard to get. Women are the prize. Women that know their worth, have self-respect, that know who they are, that know they want and deserve princess treatment, that love themselves to the point of obsession and actually treat themselves like a princess and give themselves everything they want, those women are difficult to get. Those women are the prize. It is not difficult to get a man. It is not difficult to get several men. If you want that, it's very easy for a woman to get that. So telling us we're going to end up single or that's why we haven't got a man just shows your lack of intelligence, just shows your lack of awareness of the world we live in. It's not difficult to get men. You are not the prize, babe.
This woman is operating on pure fantasy. The idea that women are the prize and that men are easy to get is completely detached from reality. In truth, modern dating has flipped the script. Men are cautious, selective, and largely checked out, because women often chase validation rather than offer mutual value. The motion that men flock effortlessly while women hold all the power is backwards. Today, women are struggling to compete for quality men who aren't chasing attention or drama. And the princess treatment fairy tale is just that, a fairy tale. The reality is that men, especially those with ambition and standards, are the real prize now, and women have to actually offer value beyond Instagram aesthetics to be noticed.
When guys say that they don't want to be in a relationship ever, do they mean it, or do they just not want to be with the person that they told that?
I think it's two things. They either A, have somebody they want to be with, and they will stay alone until they get that person, or number two, they've been hurt so bad that they will not risk it. Like, they won't even chance getting back into another relationship. And I hate to say this, but a lot of these guys are our fathers, our uncles. Look real hard. Look at how they got hurt. And tell me if that wasn't a big part of it. Got deep for her.
Big facts. She wasn't ready for all that, for sure.
The secret to what women want is simple. They want guys who are happy single. If you're a single guy, the most important thing you can do is stop waiting around for a girlfriend to live your best life. Proactively find things that make you happy, that have nothing to do with women. Maybe this means leaving your comfort zone and learning to travel alone, or making new friends, or even starting a new career. Once you put yourself first, women will follow.
Actually, all of this is true. They want something that can be ruined by them. Stay single. Women don't just want a happy man for the sake of companionship. They want a man who's emotionally available enough to be influenced, molded, or even manipulated. The type of guy who's truly experienced, self-aware, and independent isn't going to fall for the act. He can smell entitlement, drama, or neediness from a mile away. Modern women often chase happiness in a man not to share life, but to absorb stability while they project their chaos. Real men who've done the inner work simply aren't playing that game.
This person is suggesting that research shows that people who are single, especially men, are living longer than before. Single life is healthy and peaceful, no stress, no drama. Actually, quite the opposite. According to Harvard's longest study of adult life, it turns out that people who are more socially connected to family, friends, community, a good partner, are happier, physically healthier, and live longer.
Sure, Harvard can point to general studies about social connection and longevity, but they haven't tracked the modern reality. Men being emotionally drained, manipulated, or traumatized by women. Give it a decade, and the data will speak for itself. Happy, independent, single men, free from that chaos, are the ones who truly thrive and outlive the drama.
I don't know when we're finally going to realize that more and more men are single because they want to be single. Because they've built up their lives. They like their day-to-day routine. They buy what they want and can afford. They spend time on whatever hobby they enjoy. But what they don't want is making the mistake of sacrificing those things for something less than what they already have. And I get it. We've heard that women are raising their standards. But ladies, men are too.
Men aren't single because they can't find women. They're single because they value their lives, routines, and independence too much to risk trading it for someone who doesn't add real value. Women raising standards is laughable here. Men have already set theirs by choosing peace, stability, and self-respect over drama and compromise. That's why the singles pool is full of men who won't settle, and it's not about them being picky. It's about survival of their sanity.
Women are scared of happily single men. You want to know why? Let's get into it. Being happily single as a man makes you more appealing. Men that don't need to be in a relationship. Men that have high standards. Men that don't chase women. They chase in purpose. This makes women think, wonder if that man is actually interested in them. And will in turn, y'all listen to this, increase the value of that man and his expressed interest in their minds.
Let's be real. Women aren't scared of men themselves. They're wary of men who won't tolerate manipulation or drama. A man who's happily single, self-sufficient, and discerning signals that he's not a free ride. He won't give attention for validation. That makes him rare, and rare equals valuable, but only to someone who's ready to match that energy, not play games.
You know what the funniest thing about so many men is nowadays? So many men are no longer scared of being single. They're now scared of being in a soul-sucking, detrimental relationship that's only going to waste their time, waste their energy, waste their effort, and waste their money. They would rather be single than be in a bad relationship. So it's not that men are complaining because they're single. Men are complaining because they've just seen everything as such a waste of time for them lately.
Men have checked out of the drama. It's not fear of being alone. It's fear of giving their time, energy, and money to a relationship that offers nothing but stress. Single isn't the problem anymore. Bad relationships are the nightmare, and more men are wise enough to just stay single than waste themselves on toxic dynamics. Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.